This morning we're going through the sugya af afhei na yibosa nes. So the Gemara says in regarding three different mitzvahs that women are obligated to perform the mitzvahs, even though there's a concept of mitzvahs asei shezman grama, that women are pater in time-bound mitzvahs. They are brought back into the chiyah because afhei na yibosa nes. They were involved in the nes. So the Gemara says this regarding Mikmegillah, it says it regarding Chanukah, and it says it regarding Dal Kosos. So those are the three places where the Gemara explicitly says women are chayv. Again, Megillah, Dal Kosos, and Chanukah, because Af Hein Hayuba'osa Nes. So you already saw the Machlokas, which Nes were they involved in. So Rashi writes they're involved in the Nes in that the women were also Al Hanashim Gazar Haman, Lahashmid, Laharu Gulabed, Minar Vadzakin, Taf Vinashim, the Pasuk says. That women are also supposed to be killed by Haman. So the same Nes said they were saved, just like men were saved, the women were also saved from that same exact Nes. But then Tosos quotes the Rashbam in Meseches Psachim, that say not that women were involved in the same Gezerah as the men, but that women were the ones orchestrating the Nes. That the Iker Nes Haya Ayodan, that it happened through their hands, namely Purim, Esther, Chanukah, Yehudis, and Pesach, Bezuchus, Tzidkanios. So they were the Iker orchestrators of the Nes. This is Machlokas Rashi and Rashbam. Was it that they were involved in the same level Nes as the men because the suffix of Lahashmin Laharog, or were they the Iker ones performing the Nes? That's a Machlokas, one Machlokas we have between Rashi and Rashbam. Then there's a seemingly separate discussion as to what level Chiv women have in Megillah. So Tosos, Dibur Maschil Nashim, says on one hand, women have the same level chiv as men, and they can be motzi men, which indicates that just like men are chayv bekriya, women are also chayv bekriya. But then they quote the shita of the Bahag that women are only chayv midin shmiya. Men are chayv midin kriya, women are chayv midin shmiya. So if women are only chayv midin shmiya, they may not be motzi men because men's chiv are different. That's another separate machlokas. So again, the two machlokasim are women chayv midin shmiya or kriya? Number one. And number two is, what's the nace that women are involved in? Is it the same nace as the men? Safik lahashmid laharig? Or because the ikr nace was performed through ayodan? That's the two machlokasim. And the Sfas Emes is mechadish, that these two machlokasim really are talei habaha. They depend on each other. And the Sfas Emes says, if you look at the first marmakum, I'm sure you guys saw this already, he says as follows. That upluksa de Rashbam vetosvos, this machlokas about what the nes was it the lahashmid laharog or was it the ikr nes ayadam, efshir de talya bepluksa de behag virashi. It's possible that it hinges upon the debate about the level chiv women have of either being kriya or being shmiya. How does it connect? De le behag de chayavim rak bishmiya, that for the behag that women are only chayav betaras listening. He kirashbam, they hold like the Rashbam, the Sfirlan de Einam Bines Kanashim. That the nes that women are involved in are different than the men's nes. The men's nes were Laharug Lahashmid, but the women's nes was the Ikr Nes Ayadam. So there's a different level of nes. So once there's a difference, he says, Sekevin Shayyade Bahanes, Chayavim al Kopanim Bishmiya. There's a difference in the nes, so one can mimichalik what type of chiyav they have. Is it maybe Kriya Shmiya? But according to Rashi, says the Sfas Emes, Shehayu Bo'osa Nes Kanashim, that no. Just like the men had the same Isser, the same Nes rather, of Lahashmid Laharog, so too, it's the same level of the men, so too the Chiv of Megillah should be the same level, that they should both be Betoras Kriya. That's how the Bahag is Mechadesh, these two Machlokas and Tosfos. Again, it depends on what the Nes was, that dictates the level of Chiv being Shmiya or being Kriya. That's the first part. Fine. Clear? This is a famous Sfas Emes that all the Svarim point to. So the next level of this, Af Hei Na Yibosa Nes, there's so many different levels, I'm going to just do kind of an overview of the different things throughout Shas. The next level is, what about Avadim? Are Avadim Chayiv in the mitzvah of Megillah? And that same holds true for all other mitzvahs of Af Hein hayu ba'osa nes. Does an Eved have to listen? Does he have to have dal kosos? Does an Eved have to be involved in Ner Chanukah? So let's backtrack for 1 second, just the basics about Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani, the Pesukim tell us, the Gemara's in Yavamos, that an Eved Kanani, if I own an Eved Kanani, that he becomes a Miktas Yehudi. He's partially Jewish. There's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim. Rashi seems to say like this way as well as the Gaonim. that when you buy an Eved Kanani is a non-Jew who I buy for myself. I buy him in the shuk for whatever price. He's now partially Jewish. Now, some say he's not really partially Jewish. Everyone agrees he has to keep mitzvos. But does that mean he's partially Jewish? Or no, he's really a goy. But since he's living in my house, so he has to keep the mitzvahs because that's minhag hamakom. So the Gaonim are mechadesh that let's say the Eved runs away. Eved Kanani runs away. He doesn't have to keep mitzvahs anymore because he's not really Jewish. He just has to practice. It's when he's in my home, you do what I do in my house. When there's a lady working in my house on Shabbos, she shouldn't be doing things that are not Shabbos. Not because she's chayv in mitzvahs, because it's not the way to practice in my house. To have the TV turned on in my house while it's Shabbos for me is inappropriate. Not to say I have a TV in my house necessarily. She shouldn't be doing things in my house that are not Shabbos. Not because she's a Jew, because it's inappropriate to do things that not Shabbos stick for me. So that's how the Gaonim understand the Eved Kanani performing mitzvahs. It's just more of a minhag hamakom. But according to most other Rishonim, that Eved Kanani becomes a mikvas yid. There's a mikvah he goes into, there's a tevila, he's makabel ol mitzvos. He actually has to perform mitzvahs because he's chayv, he's a yid. And if he runs away from my house, he's still partially Jewish. And that's why, so this machlokus, whether he's really Jewish now or not, tells us when you free him. Now, you're not allowed to free an Eved Kanani. Why can't you free an Eved Kanani? What does the pasuk say? Right, li'olam hem tavodu. You have to li'olam, always, behem, them, tavodu, always enslave them. There's an issa deraisa to free them. So the few exceptions are, when does an Eved Kanani get free?
Once Eretz
Yisrael. Could be an exception. Or if you knock out his tooth or eye, the pasuk says, that he goes free that way. Or let's say there's a certain tzorech, the famous Gemara in Brachos. They have it. What was that?
A minion.
You need a minion. You probably did that recently. So if you need a minion, so you have nine people. So when you free an Eved Kanani, he becomes Jewish. That's what the Gemara says. So according to the Gaonim, well, he is never Jewish now. So when you free him, that is the Geirus process. But according to the Rambam, where he was always Jewish, he just only kept mitzvahs like a women are chayv. So all you're really doing by freeing him now, just he's finishing the process. But the process already had begun when he started becoming an Eved Kanani. Fine. So Eved Kanani. So Eved Kanani is chayv in mitzvahs. The pasuk says lola, because they have a women to Eved Kanani. Whenever women are chayv in, men are chayv in. Eved Kanani is chayv in as well. So how far do you take that lola connection, that gzeir shava? So there are a few important discussions they have. Is an Eved Kanani chayv in the mitzvah peruvu? Women, the Gemara in Yevama says, are not chayv in peruvu. Why not? Anyone know the reason why they're not chayv peruvu? What does the pasuk say? What? Yeah. Pasuk says v'chavshua, right? Puruvu v'chavshua, that man, Adam, should procreate and conquer, take over the world. So the Gemara says that men, exactly, ish darchel l'chavosh, men are warriors, conquerors, and ein darchel shel ish, women are not conquerors. So it's a gezeiras kasuv of women are pater in Puruvu. Yeah, the Ran writes that they're misayeh b'davar, they help out, but b'etzem they're not chayiv in the mitzvah peruvu. So what about an Eved Kanani? So an Eved Kanani, are they chayiv? So on one hand, if women are pater, so Eved Kanani should be pater also, because la. But on the other hand, if it's about derech lichvosh, the nature being a conqueror, a warrior, well, Eved Kanani, the gender, of course, is a male. So they have that nature to be strong, even though they're Eved Kanani, they may not have the ability to, but they're still a man. So maybe if it's a gender type of p'tur related to the nature of being a woman, that p'tur may not apply to an Eved Kanani. Well, let's say another example. The Mishnah in Kedushin Daf Chav Tes tells us that women are chayiv in all mitzvahs lo saseh, women are chayiv just like men are. But there are three exceptions that women are pater from the lo saseh. What are the three exceptions? Anyone know? The three lavim that women don't have to keep. One is if she's a kohenes, she's allowed to become tame. She is allowed to. The dinim of tuma the iser tuma doesn't apply to her as a kohenes. The iser of shaving a beard doesn't apply to her, and the iser of cutting the pes doesn't apply to her either. So what about for an Eved Kanani? Does Eved Kanani have those same peturim? An Eved Kanani can't be a kohen, so it doesn't apply to him. But can Eved Kanani cut his beard? Could he cut his corners of his with a razor? Could he cut the pes? On one hand, if he's connected to a woman, so maybe he would be allowed to cut them, because women are pater, they're pater. On the other hand, maybe those isurim of payas and zakan are gender-related, only to women who typically don't have that. Well, payas they do have, but it might be gender-related, to which case that p'tur would not apply to an Eved Kanani. So these are some of the debates. So what carries over to the Pturim of a Eved Kanani?
An Eved Kanani to get a Bris Mila?
Yes, a Bris Mila, yes.
What, before, as soon as you acquire it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I think Rabbi Kiva writes in Yevamos, he says that he has a year. If he refuses to get one within a year, then you have to let him go free. I think something along those lines. So anyway, so we see there's a whole discussion. There's a big sugya about the relationship of an Eved Kanani and the Isha. So now when it comes to the mitzvah of Megillah, does an Eved Kanani have to hear the Megillah or not? Women are brought in because Af Heina Yibos Anes. So what about Eved Kanani? Are they also going to be brought back in because of Af Heina Yibos Anes? So the Beis Yosef learned from the Rambam. The Rambam writes that Eved Mishuchram are freed. An Eved Kanani who became freed, who in essence is a full bona fide Jew now. He's chayv in all mitzvahs like a man. Which implies that an Eved She'enu Mishuchar, a non-freed Eved Kanani, is not chayv in Megillah. Why is he not chayv in Megillah? Is an Eved Kanani, if women are chayv because Af Heina Yibos Osa Anes, shouldn't an Eved Kanani also be chayv because of this? So says the Beis Yosef, this discussion of Eved Kanani being chayv in Megillah depends on what does it mean Af Heina Yibos Anes. If it's because Af Heina Yibos Anes is because the women were the ikker ones orchestrating the nes, well, then that applies to Nashim. Doesn't apply to Eved Kanani. Women, Esther, Yehudis, Nashim, Tzidkanios, were the ones involved in Pesach, Chanukah, and Purim. So women brought themselves back in. So again, starting point was, every mitzvah ase shazman grama, a time-bound mitzvah, women and Eved Kanani are both pater. They're down here, they're pater. But we brought the women back into Megillah because Af Heina Yu, because they were the Iker Nes. So women were brought back in, but there's no reason to bring Eved Kanani back in. So that's why the Rambam thinks Eved Kanani is pater because of Af Heina Yibos Anes. It only applies to the Iker Nes. Yeah, because again, only women were the ones. After he's released, he's chayv, Rambam says, only when he's enslaved. But then the Beis Yosef says, but if you hold, like the Rashi, that the reason why Af Heina Yibos Anes is because women were also besafek, they might have been killed like the men were at the same level. Haman wanted to kill everybody. So in that same destruction of the Haman, he also wanted to kill all the Eved Kananim of the Jews. Everyone, every single man, woman, Eved, and child were subject to the Lashmid V'Harog. So therefore, says Beis Yosef, that just like women were brought in because they were saved from that nes, so the Eved Kanani was brought back in because of that nes. They were saved from that nes also. They're also chayiv in Megillah. So again, the Beis Yosef says another nafkamina between an understanding of the Af Heina Yibos Anes is an Eved Kanani chayiv as well. We're good? So right now we have two nafkaminas of whether nes is because of the ikr for the women or because suffik lahashu laharog. What nafkamina is the chiyav midin kriya like men are, or is it midin shmiya? Number two, is it an Eved Kanani chayiv, or is it an Eved Kanani pater? That's the second nafkamina. Okay. Now, we could skip the next Sfas Emes. You could also skip the Brisker. The Brisker Rav also has a chiddush here. We could skip the Brisker Rav as well now. Let's move over now to the mitzvah of women when it comes to Pesach night, Haggadah. So again, we said before, and it's very important to keep in the back of your mind, that there are only three places where the Gemara explicitly writes Af Heina Yibos Anes. Megillah, we discussed. Dal Kosos and Ner Chanukah. We're not going to discuss Ner Chanukah, but just note that there are only three places. The Sefer Chinuch is Mechadesh, in number 6, that when it comes to Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, he includes that in the Kevos, that women are chayv also midirai. So they also have to hear the Agada. It's very important. It's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah that if the mothers, the wives, the waitresses are busy helping, cleaning, and preparing, they have to make sure that they say those proper parts of Shlosh Advam, of Rabban Gamliel, and other important stages of the Haggadah, which the Mishnah Berurah talks about. Certain other things they could skip. They don't have to go through all the drushes, but just there's a baseline chiyev of saying certain crucial parts of the Haggadah. And the Sefer Chinuch says this is a chiyev that is a deraisa chiyev. That's the chiddush of the Sefer Chinuch.
They have to say it or hear it?
So we're not getting involved in that discussion, but halacha l'maisa, best for them to say it. If they don't want to, they can be yotzei through Shomea Ka'ona. They could be yotzei that way as well. That's a discussion in the poskim, but you can be yotzei through Shomea Ka'ona.
This is under the
will of the dental bincha? What's this under the chiyuv?
No, mitzvah tziyah. No, just like you have a mitzvah. A person has a mitzvah, even though their father is not there, they have a mitzvah to say, see, precious mitzvah. We have a chiyuv to tell, say it over. Say over the story. There's another thing to tell your kids as well. But Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim itself is a mitzvah that everybody has to be involved in, men, women, children. Yeah, but not because you tell your children. Everyone has to, that's part of the mitzvah of Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So then the Minchas Chinuch says that this is a chiddush gadol. This is a chiddush gadol, he says, for the Sefer Chinuch to say that women are chayv on a deraisa level, to mitzvah say shazman grama. Ah, you're going to tell me af hina yubos hanes. So women are chayiv in the Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says the Minchas Chinuch, that is only a din derabanan. What does af hina yubos hanes bring you to? Which level does it bring you to? Does it bring you to a deraisa chiv or a derabanan chiv only? So Minchas Chinuch says it only brings you to a derabanan chiv, not to a deraisa chiv. When the Sefer Chinuch presents this mitzvah, he's talking about deraisa, there's a mitzvah as it remembers. Sefer Chinuch is counting the 613 mitzvahs. He gives you all the details of the 613 mitzvahs. One of the 613th, the 21st rather, mitzvah, is mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a deraisa. And on the deraisa level, women have to read and hear the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Chinuch says, Minchas Chinuch says, I don't understand. The only reason they're brought back in is because af heinayu. Af heinayu ba'osaneis only tells us that the chayiv midirabanan, not midiraisa. So where's the chinuch coming from? So the truth is, if you saw the Tosfos on Daf Dalad Megillah here, he seems to say in 2 days that there's machlokas, whether af heinayu ba'osaneis brings women to a level of derabanan or even to deraisa level. That seems to be machlokas in 2 days in Tosfos. This is the bottom of Dibra Maschil, sha'af heinayu. At the end, he talks about this. So let's read this inside. If you guys want to look inside, look at Tosfos, the second half of Sha'af Hein Hayu Bos Hanes. It starts from the words Gavi Matzah. This is 1, 2, 3, 6, 7 narrow lines up in this Tosfos. He says Gavi Matzah, Yesh Mak Shalomali Hakesha Dechol Sheyeshin Bebatoch Al Chametz Yesh Bekumachal Matzah. The Gemara tells us that there's a Hekesh, that women are chayiv in the eating of matzah. Why? Because of a hekesh, whoever is chayiv in chametz is chayiv in matzah. You can't separate those two concepts. So women have to eat matzah. So ask Tosfos, what do you need a hekesh for of a chametz to matzah? There's another reason why to bring women in to eating matzah. Tepik lei mitam shehein hayu ba'osaneis. Women have to eat matzah because matzah is also about anates. Even though the Gemara never say this, Tosfos already is expanding the application of Oso Anes. They were eating matzah. Matzah was also to represent the Anes of us being redeemed from Mitzrayim, and we were hurrying up, leaving Mitzrayim. So that's another reason. So it says Tosfos v'yesh lomar, d'mishum haitaima, had we only had the reason of af heinu yubos anes, lo mechayva el medirabanan, they would only be chayv on a derabanan level, ilah mehekesha, but now that we have the hekesh of kol sheyeshnu b'bal tocha chametz, yeshnu b'kum acha matzah, the hekesh of chametz tamata tells us that they're chayiv on a deraisa level.
Would you say the other way around too?
What do you mean?
If you only have the hekesh, would that only make it a derabanan?
No, hekesh would be definitely deraisa. Hekesh is one of the yugim amidas shatot and jeshu
bam. What do we need the other one for?
We don't need it. The Gemara never says it actually. Afhenei yubosaneis by matzah. He's asking a question. Why do we need the hekesh? We could have used afhenei yubosaneis.
Well, we could. It would have been the same level.
That's what his answer is. Very good. That's what he says. The Gemara never says af heinayu. He wants to know why doesn't the Gemara ever say af heinayu? He said because af heinayu would have only brought us to a certain level derabanan. We don't want derabanan. We want to bring deraisa level. Hekesh brings us to a deraisa level. But what we see from Tosos is that af heinayu is only capable of bringing chiyuvim to a derabanan level, like this minchas chinuch. It doesn't have the ability to bring it to deraisa level.
What are the
differences? So he agrees with Tosos. It's the Sefer Chinuch. But the Sefer Chinuch. Right. So the next day of Tosos, they say is the opposite. Look at what Tosos writes here. Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yushlayim tirits otherwise. He says no. He's saying that the way the Achronim explain the Havamina is that Af Hinayu Ba'osa Neis can bring to the Raisa level. It can. So why do you need the Hekesh if Af Hinayu could accomplish the same thing as the same? So he says, I would have thought, Lemifterei, you should exempt women from matzah migzera shava the tesvav dechag sukkos. Women are potter in sukkos, that's a given, and through migzera shava tesvav. It says tesvav nisan for Pesach, it says tesvav tishrei for sukkos. It's a migzera shava. Women are potter from sukkah, women should be potter in matzah as well. That's migzera shava, that's what you would have thought. And then, so he says, so that would have been countered by Afrina Yubelosanes. Women are chayiv in matzah. Those two neutralize each other now. It balances out. So that's why you need a third, a machria, that the hekesh of chametz to matzah tips the scale now that women are actually chayiv. So again, there are three different reasons what to say women are chayiv or pater. We have to balance them out. And they're all working on a deraisa level now. Tesvav says women are pater. And the Hekesh tells us women are chayiv, so now it's balanced. And Afanei Be'osaneis says they're also chayiv derai, so that tips the scale this way. That's what's going on. So they explain, according to Rabbeinu Yosef, that Afanei Be'osaneis brings women to a derai sachiv, not to a derabon chayiv. So this machlokas, the Sefer Chinuch, versus the Minchas Chinuch, whether women's chayiv at Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim is derai or derabonim, seems to hinge upon these 2 days and Tosos, whether Afin Hayu is a deraisa or a derabanan chiyuv.
Why by sukkahs? Why don't, if you have two in favor of Pesach that they are chayiv, so why is that not machriya to sukkahs that they should be chayiv in sukkah? Because sukkah is also, because they were also in the nace of the Anani HaKavod. So that reason, Shaf Hayu goes on an ace, and sukkah they also vowed in the nace. So that should be
mechayiv
them by sukkah.
You know, I hear. I'm trying to remember. I think some do ask why women are not chayiv because of that. This is a question they ask of sukkahs. They were also involved in the nes of Anani HaKavod. I don't remember what they said that, but they do ask this question. Okay. So the Prima Gadim writes, so right now we have, is Afinayu Bosa Nes, does it bring you to a deraisa chiv or a derabanan chiv? So Prima Gadim number 8 says there's actually two nafkaminas here. One nafkamina is, this is number 8 here, one nafkamina is, let's say, are they able to be motzi men or not? Can they motzi men? So if women are chayv hagada midaraisa, so then men are also, of course, chayv midaraisa. So according to the Sefer Chinuch, so then women would be able to motzi men. We have the same level of obligation. But if it's that women's chiv is only a mitzvah dirabanam, then they would not be able to motzi men because our obligation is one on a deraisa level. That's one nafkamina. Nafkamina two is, he says, in the case of a safek. We know the klal is safek deraisa lechumra, safek dirabanan lekula. So if women, they're so involved in serving the meal and they don't remember whether or not they had said the Haggadah or not, so now do they have to go back and say the Haggadah again, those certain parts or not? Well, if their obligation is a deraisa level, like Shita Sefer Chinuch, then they would have to go back to make sure they said every part of their gada that they're supposed to say. But if it's only a din dirabanan, so then we could say safek dirabanan lekula. Okay. Now, the footnote in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah firstly writes, based on the Shulchan Aruch writes that women are chayv in all mitzvahs of that night, which include matzah, maror, and the saying of the Haggadah. So you guys don't have this footnote of 49 in front of you, but the Mishnah Berurah and the Dirshu, they quote a different reason as to why women are chayv in Haggadah. It's based on the Chai Adam. The Chai Adam is a whole other lumdus, I don't want to get that involved with, but is Haggadah viewed as a mitzvah bifnei atzmo, or is Haggadah attached to the Dal Kosos? That's another discussion. It's the same question you could ask in another way. Is Dal Kosos, are Dal Kosos a separate mitzvah, or Dal Kosos part and parcel of each of the different mitzvahs throughout the night? That's a brisker of this talks about this inyan. So what's the relationship of Haggadah to Dal Kosos? That's really what's going on in the Achronim. And what the Chai Adam says, the reason why women are chayv in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not because of Af Hein Hayu Bo'osa Nes. They're chayv because it's attached to the Dal Kosos. Women are chayv in Dal Kosos because of Af Hein Hayu Bo'osa Nes. Once that's established by the Gemara, so they are brought back into Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, not because of the Nes, but because of the attachment of Haggadah to Dal Kosos. That's the way the Chai Adam suggests. That's just a different angle.
So that's all, the Dal Kosos is only the Rabbanan, so they put a whole...
Exactly, that's exactly. The Chai Adam says the Chiv of Haggadah would only be the Rabbanan. Since Dal Kosos is the Rabbanan, the Sipur could only be on a Rabbanan level. But then they quote Rav Yashav, a tremendous chiddush Rav Yashav says. So we said that why are women chai midiraisa? Why would they be chai midiraisa? Because if you assume afhein ayu b'osa neis is deraisa, that's able to bring someone to the deraisa level, so women are brought to a deraisa level. That's the chinuch. But Yashav has a whole other angle as to why women might be chayiv in Haggadah on a deraisa level, and that's as follows. It says, since women were chayiv in the mitzvah of Haggadah while they were still in Mitzrayim. Remember, in Mitzrayim, Parshas Bo is when we were given all these various mitzvahs. So they were chayiv at that time. Because the Ptur Mitzvahs Aseh, Shazman Grama, did not kick in until Kabbalas HaTorah, later on. The reason why women are Pater Mitzvahs Aseh, Shazman Grama, anybody know what the source is for that? Tefillin, very good. Tefillin is a source. The Gemara in Kedushin says that the women are Pater in Tefillin, it's Mitzvahs Aseh, Shazman Grama. Tefillin serves as a Binyan Av, that all other Mitzvahs Aseh, Shazman Grama, women are Pater. So that mitzvah of tefillin, that concept of that tour of Zman Grama, came later on in history. That's what the Rabbi Yashiv says. So he says, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim was already grandfathered in from Kodem Matan Torah, women were chayiv. The tour of Zman Grama didn't apply to them at the time. So that mitzvah of Sipur, which was chayiv Bizman Yetzias Mitzrayim, that was grandfathered in, and women are chayiv even on a deraisa level. And that's how Rabbi Yashiv explains the shita of the chinuch as to why that women are chayiv midiraisa. Nothing to do with afhein ayu b'osa neis, a completely different angle of a special mitzvah being grandfathered in. Okay. We're good? Let's go back, bring it back now to afhein ayu b'osa neis. So right now, again, we've seen, the Gemara said, just to review, there are three places where the Gemara says explicitly, afhein ayu b'osa neis. Megillah, Chanukah, and Mitzrayim. Now, we saw that Tosos expanded it even to matzah. Right, the pasuk only, the Gemara only says dal kosos, so the Tosus expanded it to da matzah, and now others expanded, the chinuch expanded to sipur yetzias Mitzrayim. We see the Rishonim are continuing to expand it more. So now the Ran has another chiddush. He says maybe the eating of the mun or the eating of shal shudis and shtei lechem, that should also be because af hein hayu v'oso hanes. So says the Ran. I'm not sure which number it is for you guys. It's number 11 in mine, but I think I added a couple of marmukomos on my sheets. 9 for you? So the Ran writes in number 9. This appears in Masechah Shabbos. The Ran writes, V'kosev Rabbeinu tam dinoshim chayavos begimel sudos, v'chei nami livtsoa al shtei kikaros. They have to have 3 meals. Very important. Women have to do this as well. And they also have to have lechem mishnah, she'af hein hayu bo'osanei sadaman. We know there's a lot of miracles taking place with the man. So, of course, they experience the same nisim, so women have to have a role in the eating of a shal shudis and lechem mishnah as well. That's another application of af, hein, hayu, ba'osa, nes. The Ran comes along and says, eino tzarech, this is an unnecessary reason. Because we have, kol sheyeshna b'shmir, yeshna b'zechira. But the Gemara tells us that zachar v'shamor b'dibur echad, that Hashem in the two different luchos, one says zachar, one says shamor, and Torah said, the Gemara tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu said both of them at the same time, something that's impossible for man to do. Tell us that Zechira and Shemira are intertwined. So the Zechira are the Aseis and the Shemira are the Los Aseis. So since women are chayiv in the Shemira, the Los Aseis, they are always, as we said before, they're chayiv in all Los Aseis with the exception of 3. So Memela, they're chayiv in the Zechira as well, the Mitzvah Aseis. That's the connection. So since Shal Shudish is part of Hilchos Shabbos, part of the Mitzvah Shabbos, there's no need to bring them in through this concept of afhein ayu b'osanes. That's what the Ran says. Okay. So now comes along the Kovet Shirmer. V'chanan Vassaman asks the following question. If that's really true, that the Ran says it's a package deal. Shabbos comes together. Women are chayiv in los aseis. They're chayiv in the aseis. They're chayiv in kiddush. They're chayiv in everything else. They're chayiv in shal shudis. There's a whole package deal. So asks the Ran, asks the Rav Chanan, said the same thing by Pesach. Kol sheyeshna b'chametz yeshna b'kumach matzah. Right, anyone who's chayiv in chametz, which include women, through the hekesh are chayiv in eating matzah. So why not say they're also included in dal kosos as well? And sipur yetzias Mitzrayim, it should be a package deal. Everything should come together. Just like in Shabbos, the Ran says you can't separate different mitzvahs. Women are chayiv in Shabbos, so that means they're chayiv in manosa, they're chayiv in eating lechem. It's all one big circle. So too for matzah, we know women are definitely chayiv in matzah. That's, you can't argue on. The Gemara says they're chayiv in matzah. But once they're chayiv in that realm of Pesach, they should be chayiv in all the mitzvahs of Pesach, including even dal kosos. So why does the Gemara have to say, When it comes to Dal Kosos, that's part of the package deal of Pesach, just like there's a package deal when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos as well. That's the question of Rav Chanan. He leaves it off as a tzarich in.
Why would you think that it's the divide of the mitzvahs of the Pesach night?
That's his question. That's a Gufa's question. He said, why were you separated? It's a package deal.
I'm saying, who separates it?
The Gemara clearly separates. The Gemara says women are chayv in dal kosos only because of afhena biosanes. Why do you need that? If the Gemara already connects chametz to matzah, so that means everything is going to be connected. So Rav Sachs writes in his Sefer Yemei Purim, he quotes from Rav Soloveitchik the following distinction between Shabbos, why Shabbos is a package deal, and Pesach is not a package deal. In Pesach, they're all different compartments. And it doesn't really explain the reason why, but he just brings a proof from the Rambam. The way the Rambam presents Shabbos halachas in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed, he seems to intertwine all the different halachas of everything falls under the category of Shamar V'Zachar. That's just how it works. Shamar V'Zachar are the broad categories, and every halacha, Kavod, Ve'oneg, Muktzah, everything falls under those categories. Shamar V'Zachar is just very broad, and you can't separate everything out of it. Once you include in Shamar V'Zachar, everything becomes a package deal. That's just how it is. He doesn't say why. That's just the definition of Shabbos. But as opposed to Pesach, everything's in compartments. That's how it is. Matzah is one mitzvah. Dal Kosos is another mitzvah. Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim is another mitzvah. Everything is broken down. We have no proof, says Rav Soloveitchik, that Pesach comes as a package deal. Each mitzvah, Pesach night, is supposed to be individually separate from each other. And that's why, although on one hand, the Ran says, when it comes to Shabbos, if women are chayv in Shabbos, Zechir v'shmira, they have to be chayv in the eating of the bread as well, and you don't need afheina yubeos anes. It's all one package deal. As opposed to Pesach, each mitzvah is separate, so we have no reason to bring women into Dal Kosos. We're chayv in matzah. Matzah and Dal Kosos are completely independent. The only reason why we bring in Dal Kosos is because of the afheina yu beoso hanes. That's the chiddush of Rav Soloveitchik. Now, we'll finish off with this Shuvas Chassam Sofer, who has a tremendous chiddush, which I think will explain a lot of the questions that we've been seeing throughout. The Chassam Sofer has a very interesting question. He wants to know, why are women not chayiv in tefillin? Right? Tefillin is a zeicher v'tias mitzrayim. So women were chayiv in Mitzrayim, so they should be chayiv as well in the mitzvah of tefillin. So why not? He says, that's his question. So the answer of the Chassam Sofer is very, very important. Chassam Sofer says, af hein ayu beos anes doesn't apply every time you connect it to a nes. He says, when it comes to tefillin, eino mitam yitzias Mitzrayim l'chud. The reason why we wear tefillin is not only because it's remembering of yitzias Mitzrayim, the reason for tefillin is to be able to wear Hashem on our arm, if you will. Have the klaf and osios and shem Hashem on our body to be adorned with the kedusha. That's the reason why we wear this. And that's not shayach to women at all. They're involved in the nes, that's fine. Yes, there's a certain element of a nes that tefillin connects to. But the ikker reason for tefillin is just to wrap ourselves with the kedusha of Hashem. Yeah, as an ancillary point, there's some connection to a nes. So the Chassam Sofer says the only time we say af hein ayu beosa nes is only when the ikker mitzvah is because of a nes. That's what the Chassam Sofer in essence says. So I think having this in mind, I think then we can answer a lot of the questions that we had. Right? So we said before that the question of having Shlosh Sudos and Lecha Mishnah because af heina biosa nes. The Ran says we don't need that. So I think according to Chassam Sofer, that question wouldn't get off the ground. Receiving the man in the Midbar wasn't Be'ikar Anes. The reason why we received the man is because we needed to eat. Hashem was taking us in the Midbar. If you're going to protect us, you want to take care of us, you need to give us food. It came B'derech Nes. But that's not why we have Shalshudis to remember the Nes. We have Shalshudis to remember the Kadosh Baruch Hu fetish in the Midbar. It came B'Torah's Nes. But it wasn't the Ikar Nes. That wasn't the key point of eating Shalshudis. That's not the key point of having Lechem Mishnah. It was to remember the Chesed Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us. So therefore, we wouldn't bring an Af Heinah Yubeos HaNes. I think what it would also explain the matzah as well. The eating of the matzah is to remember that we, you know, the way we left Mitzrayim, not the nes, the fact that we were saved, we had a geula. Yet the geula came b'derech nes, but the ikar remembrance is really just that the fact that we were slaves, that the fact that we were freed from slavery. So that might explain as to why the Gemara only says three places of afenu b'yosa nes. Only three places. Again, the Megillah, we were saved because it was a nes. Near Hanukkah, the oil didn't have to last. The oil happened because it was a nes. Whenever the Iker Mitzvah is because of a nes, that's when the Gemara applies, Af hein hayu ba'osa nes. When the Iker Mitzvah is coming for a different reason, it happens to also be b'derech nes, then we wouldn't apply Af hein hayu ba'osa nes. So I think this Chassam Sofer about Tefillin, although the question sounds a little strange, but I think the answer really explains all the other applications why we wouldn't say Af hein hayu ba'osa nes. Again, wherever the concept of nes is really secondary to the mitzvah, then the Chassam Sofer says it wouldn't be a relevant point and we wouldn't bring women in because of that. Okay, either way, we'll stop here. Next week we're going to continue on in the Gemara Daf Dalet. The next sugya talks about that Moshe was tikein lehem liYisrael, she was sholin v'darshin bin yonesha yom hilchas Pesach v'Pesach, hilchas atzeres v'tzeres, hilchas chag v'chag. That there's an inyan on each Yom Tov to learn about that Yom Tov, on Pesach, Pesach, on the day itself, on Sukkot, Sukkot. And the discussion is, what about Purim? Is there an Indian to learn on Purim? Is there an Indian to learn on Chanukah, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur? What's the idea of the drasha that a person's supposed to give, the shiur person's supposed to give on the very Yom Tov itself? Everyone have a wonderful day.